While turning our attention to Washington, the Teamsters Union, declining to endorse Trump or Harris for president, Stephen Portnoy, joining us with the latest. Stephen, this is kind of a rarity for the Teamsters, who seemingly always endorses a candidate.
The last time the Teamsters endorsed a political candidate for president was in 1996, when they were upset with Bill Clinton because he had adopted and enacted the NAFTA free trade agreement. But after endorsing every Democratic presidential candidate since, the union said yesterday that it would not formally back Kamala Harris, nor would it endorse Donald Trump. And that's despite the fact that two rounds of internal polling showed that most rank-and-file Teamsters would favor Trump over Harris. An earlier round, before he dropped out, had the Teamsters supporting Joe Biden, but now he's out of the race. Trump is favored by most rank-and-file, and nevertheless, the union leadership says that he has not earned the Teamsters' endorsement because he would not vow to veto a national right-to-work bill that would stand to undermine union security clauses. Now, what about Harris? Well, Harris says that she'll stand for the rights of workers, including the Teamsters, no matter what, whether they endorse her or they don't. The leading reason why the Teamsters did not endorse Harris, according to President Sean O'Brien, is that neither she nor Trump vowed that they would stay out of strikes that might involve railroads or airlines. You remember that President Biden worked with Congress to impose terms that prevented a rail strike in late 2022.
Is this seen as a bigger loss to Harris because the Democrats usually get this endorsement?
It certainly is noteworthy, and it breaks with that longstanding practice. You're certainly going to ask questions as to why. You'd have to poll 1.3 million people, and the poll, as far as I know, doesn't get into why. It was simply a top-line number. But the fact is, you know, the same union that supported Joe Biden with its rank and file decided to change its mind and support Donald Trump. The leadership didn't see Trump aligned with them on key policy matters. And you remember, Sean O'Brien spoke before the Republican National Convention. He didn't endorse Trump when he was there. He tried to give a message to the Republicans about the need to support the rights of organized labor. And it was really striking to hear that speech when it was given, because there was, in some respects, muted applause. It was an anti-corporatism speech that Sean O'Brien gave to the Republican National Convention. Nevertheless, the union leadership is not endorsing Donald Trump. Trump says he sees it as a victory, not just in depriving the Democratic candidate of the endorsement, but the news here that most rank-and-file Teamsters said that they would favor Donald Trump.
Well, Stephen, thank you. Stephen Portnoy joining us live this morning from Washington.